Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Lauren Langell. Startup Weekend in Columbia starts on Friday, kicking off a 54-hour boot camp at the Museo Building in South Columbia. People will work in teams to pitch and develop their business ideas with the help of mentors during the boot camp. At the end of the weekend, they'll present their business plans to a panel of judges who will then select the winners. Missouri Business Alert's Elizabeth Therican explores how Columbia's Startup Weekend has recently become a springboard for healthcare IT companies. Aaron Gray is a physician with the University of Missouri. He and his colleagues find it time-consuming to spend hours typing up notes about their patients and entering the data for documentation. That takes away a lot of their attention from patients and their family. So Gray asked his colleagues if they were willing to pay for a product that makes this process easier.
I know that if I could, I would pay for something if it would mean that I would have to do, you know, less documentation when I got home. I asked my colleagues, like, you know, would you pay for something that, you know, cut the amount of work you had to do once you left work? And people were pretty unanimously yes, that they would be, you know, definitely do that.
So that became a business idea. Gray hopes to create a portal called Smart Visit that gives patients control of their own medical information, cuts down their waiting time during doctor visits, and reduces paperwork for doctors so they can spend more time with patients. Gray hopes to expand on that idea, but the problem is he has no business expertise.
As a physician, I rarely cross paths with developers and designers and entrepreneurs, and so I had an idea for something that I thought could improve healthcare and make the lives of physicians a little bit easier. And so, but I knew that it needed other people to help get it going, and so I decided to participate.
He participated in Startup Weekend last year, and his idea was nominated as honorable mention. Dr. Gray says although his idea didn't win, participating in Startup Weekend helped move his idea forward. Dr. Gray's associates are currently working on developing and coding for their company, and they plan to have a usable product by January. The fast development of both the IT and healthcare industries enables companies like Smart Visit to use technology to address the issues in healthcare practices. Brian Bliven, Chief Information Officer for MU Healthcare and Executive Director of the Tiger Institute for Health Innovation, says he thinks there is a market for businesses related to healthcare IT to grow.
As an industry, it is one where both sections of that industry, of that specific industry, are shifting pretty rapidly. And so being able to plug those innovations together and have them work together in the future, hoping to bring really better value in overall healthcare.
Bliven also says with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, information sharing becomes even more important.
The Affordable Care Act is very broad, and there's lots of different sections within that that would encourage the adoption or use of technology.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the U.S. healthcare system is the fifth largest standalone economy in the world. Healthcare accounts for 19% of the U.S. gross domestic product. So there's no doubt the needs are there for technological innovations in healthcare. For Elizabeth's full story, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. In the U.S., we waste more than a third of all food we produce. But food waste can be valuable, and many cities and towns are trying to turn waste into something beneficial. For Harvest Public Media's series, Tossed Out, Food Waste in America, Earth Fix's Cassandra Perfita shows us how.
Jessie Hanna cooks up some tofu while her husband, Stephen Gardner, chops vegetables in their home in Portland, Oregon.
So dinner tonight, we're making a stir fry.
Hanna says stir fry is a good way to use up the odds and ends of things left in the fridge at the end of the week. But some things, like carrot peels and onion skins, won't get eaten. Gardner puts these items in a Tupperware container on the counter.
I got this little tub that I got at Goodwill, and that's where the compost stuff goes.
3 years ago, Portland joined the ranks of more than 180 cities and towns nationwide offering curbside compost pickup. The idea was to stop sending food waste to the landfill, where it generates harmful methane gas pollution, and start turning it into something useful, like compost that people can use to enrich the soil.
It's pretty full. Time is now.
When the tub on the counter fills up, All Gardner has to do is take it outside and dump it in the green compost bin next to the trash can on his driveway. Once a week, a compost truck comes by to empty that bin.
Let's see.
Since Portland started curbside compost collection in 2011, the city's garbage heap has dropped by more than a third. Hannah says that makes sense, given how many different food items can now go in the compost bin.
You know, us and our friends and all our neighbors got the little flyer, and it said that you could compost meat and dairy and bones and pizza boxes that still had cheese on them.
Pulling food waste out of the trash and putting it in its own bin opens up a world of possibilities. If it's placed in a methane digester, food waste can be turned into electricity or even fuel for cars and trucks. Food waste that's picked up at the curb can also head to a commercial composting facility. In the city of Seattle, that facility is known as Cedar Grove.
This is a beautiful
compost, actually. It's nice and hot.
Stephen Banchero is the CEO of Cedar Grove. In 3 months, his company can turn a stinky pile of food waste into a nutrient-rich soil amendment. Banchero says a lot of that product gets sold to local farmers, who then use it to grow more food.
I don't think a lot of people understand how closed loop of a system this is.
David Alloway analyzes environmental problems for the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. He says while cities like Portland and Seattle make it easy to compost food waste, that doesn't mean their residents should keep wasting food. That's because most of the environmental impacts of food waste don't come from putting it in a landfill.
Even though food in a landfill is a pretty bad thing, the impacts of producing the food in the first place is typically 10 to 30 times higher. There are a tremendous amount of resources and pollution that come from the production of food.
Alloway says a quarter of all freshwater withdrawals in the U.S. and as much as 5% of the country's greenhouse gas emissions come from producing food that never gets eaten. And composting doesn't do anything to reduce those impacts.
So when you compost food waste, you're reducing the environmental impacts of food by a fraction.
So, he says, while composting is better than landfilling, it would be much better not to waste the food in the first place. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Cassandra Profita.
That story comes from us from Harvest Public Media in conjunction with EarthFix, a public media project in the Northwest that reports on environmental issues. It is part 6 of a series, and you can find the other stories on kbia.org. Sources for the story came from the Public Insight Network. For more food waste coverage, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Lauren Langell.